allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God.
Top stories and the analysis you trust. Simon Conway on your radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I love this American ride.
Good Wednesday evening, Iowa, America, and the rest of the free world, wherever you are, let's talk. Matt Kittle, the lesser known, less talented Kittle, filling in for Simon Conway on this Wednesday, July 8th, 2026, in the year of our Lord. Simon's back with you tomorrow, and he will have, quite a bit to say about his trip out west. Another great trip, bigger than ever this year, of course. America celebrating 250 years, and Simon was celebrating on the 3rd with some of the greatest people on earth, our listeners. It was on the USS Iowa. I do believe they did the Reagan Ranch, the whole thing. I know he's going to tell you all about that coming up beginning at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Now I want to jump right into some breaking news that we had today. You talk about the pot calling the kettle black. Messages obtained by U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley show personnel at the Biden U.S. Department of Justice, including personnel assigned to Jack Smith's special counsel office, potentially mishandled classified materials as they were investigating Donald Trump over allegations of mishandling classified materials. As absurd as it sounds, this is lawfare. And these are the creeps doing this kind of stuff, did this kind of stuff that really just weaponized justice for 4 years during the auto pen presidency of Joe Biden. Senator Chuck Grassley, senior senator of the great state of Iowa, is a chairman of the Judiciary Committee. He joins us now on the Davidson Family Dentistry Newsmaker line. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for being here.
Glad to be with you, Matt. Thank you for having it. And you've said pretty much what was in my press release. But let me start with the name Jack Smith, because people may have forgotten that after 2 or 3 years. But Jack Smith was a special counsel that was going to prosecute, or was prosecuting, then-citizen, now the President of the United States. And it was going to do it for mishandling classified information. So I was able to release records showing the Biden Department of Justice, including Jack Smith's special counsel office, mishandled classified materials during Smith's classified document investigation into President Donald Trump, then Citizen Trump. According to the records that I released, and these were provided by the Department of Justice, an individual was given access to classified materials without confirming their need-to-know status. Need-to-know is very important if you're going to look at classified information. And then the potential movement of this classified materials was unaccounted for. Just like they were accusing Trump of doing. And there was a special room that's in the Capitol building that goes by the acronym SCIF, that's specifically created to house classified material. That was left open at least overnight and potentially longer. So the careless and hypocritical Biden Department of Justice may have committed the same offenses for which Jack Smith was prosecuting then Citizen Trump, now President Trump.
Just
follow up, and I'll stop here.
No, just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Then I'll wait for you. Go on to your next question. Well, I was just going to say I'm asking the Department of Justice for more information, including what was done to investigate this troubling security incident.
Very good. And I have to ask you the question that springs to my mind. Were any of these documents found in Joe Biden's Delaware garage next to his Corvette?
I think you're talking about, yes, another violation of law by a individual by the name of Biden that should have known better. I think that's, I don't know how that, if that's being prosecuted or not. I kind of lost track of that. But you're absolutely right that Joe Biden had classified information in his garage right by that famous Oldsmobile that he has.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it just brings, I raise all of that because it brings to light. You folks on the Judiciary Committee, you in particular, you have done great work in getting these documents to the public now. These documents would not ever see the light of day had you had a President Kamala Harris. I can tell you that right now. And should, you know, the Republicans lose control of the House, the Senate, you know, you're going to have this kind of transparency issue once again. Were you surprised by the latest document find? Because these are actually communications between the people in Jack Smith's chain of command, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess you brought up the word lawfare. The way things were done in the Biden administration to put President Trump in prison so he could never run for office again, yeah, and to get even with him and all that stuff, I'm not surprised. But I've had so many investigations that fall into this category of not having documents given to us. I've served under 7 or 8 different presidents, mm-hmm, in the United States Senate. And this President Trump's administration and this Department of Justice and this FBI has been the most cooperative of any Democrat or Republican administration I've ever tried to do oversight work of and get documents and all that stuff. So I want to compliment Trump and his people for cooperating with me, because making this stuff public, transparency brings accountability. And now this is history, as everybody's listening. I can say this is history, but if this stuff isn't made known to the American people, it could go on and on and on and get lost in the big bowels of the bureaucracy. And we can't have stuff like this going on, handling classified documents in this way and violating classified document laws just to put President Trump in prison.
Indeed. Senior Senator from the great state of Iowa, Chuck Grassley, joining us now on the Simon Conway Show with yours truly, Matt Kittle. From the Federalist this hour, Brianna Lyman writes, messages provided by Grassley from Carly Rodriguez Fio messaging Julie Edelstein about how a man identified as Dan, quote, just move forward with clearing someone without the need to know confirmation. Were there any concerns? Don't care if there were. Not only do they appear to be breaking the law, they appear to be laughing about it and really rejoicing in their lawfare.
Sure, that was how much they wanted to put Trump in prison. And any means to get that job done was okay with them. And every one of them, being lawyers, know what the rule of law is, how processes ought to be appreciated and followed and all that. And with their background, they have no excuse for doing what they're doing. In fact, the fact that they are doing it is the biggest shame of all.
You know, you mentioned this, and I want to talk about this a little bit more. I think it's interesting. You noted working with 7-8 presidential administrations, and that the Trump administration has been the most cooperative, the best at releasing these important documents from the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the intelligence community. Do you think that's because the president has set the tone that he is not going to curry favor with the deep state? I think that has been a big difference. I think it's cost him a great deal of bumps and bruises in his two administrations. But do you think that is the reason that Donald Trump wants to get this information out there? Because he also has an axe to grind with the deep state.
Yes. But even if he didn't have an axe to grind with him, he's a person that wasn't part of Washington before he came president of the United States. Maybe he didn't know as much about Washington operating as he should have. But the fact that he didn't know it, he was able to do these things and bring some transparency to government is a tribute to his independence, a tribute to how he loves America, a tribute to how he wants to keep government within its constitutional bounds, and we ought to thank him for that. I would give him a little bit of advice at this point, though. We're having some problems with the intelligence community, the CIA specifically, and there's some documents that we're trying to get from them that they're holding back. Now, when you deal with the CIA, it's a totally different thing because they're going to be overprotective of how they do things. But this stuff, we know, has no business not being released, and I wish the president would step in and tell his CIA director that give Grassley what he needs.
All right. Well, perhaps you can't answer this, but I will ask, what sort of documents are you looking for from the CIA?
I think I'd rather not speak okay. about it at this point.
Yep, fair enough. But, yeah, I know I have heard from multiple sources in the intelligence community that the transition between Tulsi Gabbard leaving and some other back and forth internecine battles going on at the CIA, that's a big problem right now. Final question for you, sir, and it's just from one of our listeners, and I just wanted to see if you could talk a little bit about this, noting the Save America Act and how critical it is. One of our texters says, why is the Senate doing the pro forma procedure, not allowing the president to have recess appointments? And would the senator be willing to forego the August recess to legislate the Save America Act? My question is, do you think it's still possible that the Save America Act can get done in the U.S. Senate?
Well, first of all, for that listener, he's asking a question that about 85% of the people support voter ID and support declaring that you're a citizen if you're going to register to vote. And that's about 90% of the Republicans say that, and 70% of the Democrats in the polls say that, but not a single Democrat is helping us in the United States Senate to get this very important legislation that will guarantee integrity of elections to get it passed. Now, let me answer your question. I'm a co-sponsor of SAVE Act. I'm voted for it one time when we tried to put it on the reconciliation bill. It came up with 47 votes, and so we've got to have 51 votes to get it passed. And so to answer the president or the constituent's question, we're 4 votes short at this point. And I don't know whether Leader Thune can entice them into voting for it. If I could do it, I'd be glad to do it. But right now, we need 4 more votes.
Yep, that has been the problem for some time. I know that the senators, some senators, and certainly some House members are trying to look at alternative routes, but it has been a battle, to say the very least. I want to thank you so much. This is critical stuff to the continuation of this republic, getting this information out first and foremost, involving this weaponized justice and lawfare is critical. And then obviously, for the republic, the Save America Act is absolutely critical for election integrity. I do so much appreciate your time from Washington, D.C. tonight.
God bless you, Matt. Thank you very much.
You bet, sir. Be well. God bless. There he is, Senior Senator from Iowa, U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, Chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Breaking news today about the release of some interesting communications that point to the real possibility that Special Counsel Jack Smith, while he and his team were investigating President Donald Trump, then Citizen Trump, for mishandling classified documents, were indeed themselves mishandling classified documents and laughing about it, breaking the rules about confidential material and laughing about it. I don't care if you're doing that. Let's go get this SOB, is basically how they were responding. We'll take a quick break, get to your thoughts, and so much more next. Simon Conway Show with Matt Kittle. Hang on.